Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me, Dr. Vincent Medici, to give you the concepts. Not the data, not the stuff you can get on YouTube, but the deeper stuff. Why do I give you the concepts each Saturday at 10 a.m. on KBright? Because in my experience, which is a lot of experience at this point in my life, people fail because they don't get the concepts. The concepts are what allows you to be compliant, and really compliance is the ticket. Compliance, patience. If you're sick, you know sickness will test your faith on many levels. When you're in a serious illness, the first year or two are just a temper tantrum because we can't believe we got sick. And you try your medical doctor, and you may or may not be happy. If you're not, you start spinning around, and you end up in the holistic arena, and then you start spinning around in the holistic arena, and you know the story. It's 5 years later. Most of you have gotten nowhere. You still got the same symptoms, even worse, the disease or the symptom is progressing, and you're discouraged. So you all know that healing is an act of faith more than anything. That faith, where the rubber meets the road, is about compliance, and compliance is about the concepts. Do you get the concepts? Now, I know I'm right. And the reason I know I'm right is because this is my journey. As a doctor, you spend the first 5 or 10 or 15 years getting the data. Just to accumulate the data is enough to take up a decade. I mean, beyond your degrees and your credentials. Then after you get the data, you have to put the data together. Then you have to go back and experiment with the data, and then you have to reconceptualize. So you're constantly going back to the drawing board of health to reevaluate your concepts based on your observations. And this is why you constantly hear me stress on this show that you can't do it cookbook. You cannot do the Cliff Note version of health. You cannot just water it down to a formula, a recipe, something you pulled off YouTube, because it will not get you through the dark and stormy night of a healing. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, the next 30 minutes. And then I have a surprise for you at the end of the show. The next 30 minutes, we're going to get into it. Today's show, Shake It, Bind It, and Excrete It. The dance of cell regeneration. Shake it, bind it, and excrete it. The dance of cell regeneration. A show that asks you to put together the concepts. What do I mean by shake it? Well, before you get sick, before you get symptomatic, before you have a symptom that you want to get rid of that's hurting your life, perhaps your neck pain is so bad you can't work anymore. Perhaps your digestion is so bad and your heartburn that it's interfering with every aspect of your life. Whatever it is, once upon a time, a long time ago, you had a cell in your joint, in your esophagus, in your brain, in your liver. You had a cell that was healthy and it started to cake up with grit. Meaning the accumulations of normal cell physiology and all the stuff that you pull in from the outside, the heavy metals, the pesticides, the parasites. The list is endless. We're making new lists every single day. Let's just call it the muck or the gunk around the cell. Starts to get so thick that the space between the cell turns to sludge. This is the sludge you've got to shake out. And there's lots of ways and perspectives to look at that. But the concept is that you've got to shake it. You got to shake it loose, or you're not going to be able to bind it. Ah, you may laugh and say, this is too simple. I know this, Medici, sure. But I want you to consider this. If you haven't shook it and you're trying to bind it, you're wasting your money. If you're shaking it and binding it, but you can't excrete it, you're wasting your money. If you're trying to excrete it, but you haven't shaken it loose yet, you're wasting your money. Ah, now you get my point. You have to understand what the process is and the sequences through which we create an ecosystem that allows that cell that is coated in muck to turn around and say, thank you, to have the sensors from the brain observe that the cell is saying thank you, so that the brain then can redirect the regeneration of the cell. I pray that you can understand what I'm saying with gravity, depth. Depth. Bring your consciousness to what I'm saying. If you can get this, you got everything. No matter how bad you think you are, healing is not that complicated. But we have given you too simplistic a view of it. And then when we think we're really getting advanced, we just give you more data. And that's the myopia. That's the mistake. Imagine that cell surrounded in an environment that creates a sense of agony. And that cell is a living dynamic organism. Each cell, each of the trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions of cells in the human body, wherever they are, whatever organ you're concerned about, wherever your disease is located. And at some point, you're asking a living, intelligent organism to adapt to that polluted space around itself, that polluted extracellular space. That cell is going to find a way, and you're not going to be happy with its solution. This is why many diseases like cancer, autoimmune disease, the notion that we have to suppress or the notion that we have to kill is as foolish as going to any negotiation in life where you think you have to kill your opponent rather than negotiate to find a better terrain. So let's understand, shake it, bind it, and excrete it. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Let's talk about binding it for a moment. Let's bind it. If you want to bind a chemical, a metal, a pesticide, a petrochemical, one of the ways you can bind it is with the zeolite minerals. There is one zeolite above all called lamontite. And there are many types of zeolites. So I put one on the website. That's Premier Research Labs Zeolite Complex. If you're taking it but you can't excrete, that's a boo-boo. Now, we all excrete. But if the ratio between the ingestion of the zeolite to bind to metals, to bind to other types of chemicals, your pesticides, is not done in proportion to the rate at which you can excrete it, the imbalance will create pain. And that's the rough highway. That's the rough road. That's not the bullet train. That's the stagecoach going over lumpy rocks. That may offer you a trip to the ER room, a night throwing up. And when you're sick and in pain, the last thing you want to suffer is more pain. So we can talk about the zeolite mineral as a wonderful tool if sourced correctly. By the way, there are other forms of zeolite that are dangerous that we know cause mesothelioma. And zeolites can be very toxic also. if a zeolite's already been exposed to the things it chelates, and then the rock is mined, but it's mined mixed into the thing that it's supposed to chelate, well, then you're ingesting toxic zeolite, toxic limonite. You have to be aware and respectful of that. So as always, source is everything. Zeolite is a binder. It's a heavyweight binder. Fortunately, we have Premier Research Labs. I would trust that. And PRL puts out limonite. So God offers us one substance. Limonite is rock. A rock that you can crush in your hands and turn to dust. And it has this power to go into your body and bind the things that will otherwise interfere with all sorts of critical chemical process in the body. But I want you to understand that zeolite is a binder. It's not a shaker. It's not an excreter. It's a binder. And I want you to get the difference. Let's get to another binder. Modified fruit pectin. Again, Premier Research Lab to the rescue. Wonderful product. Premier's Chem Detox. This is otherwise known in the literature as modified citrus pectin. Again, you can trust it to bind metal, but as much as anything, it's going to chelate to the fat-soluble poisons, pesticides, petrochemicals, so on and so forth. It's got a very strong bounty of literature behind it, stating it'll reduce metastasis in malignant cancers. But I don't want to get into that part of it. I just want to list for you another binder. So you're taking zeolite. So you're taking Chem Detox. So you're taking, this is Premier Research Day. You're taking Detox ND. Now, Detox ND is another great chelator or binder. You've got a probiotic fermented blend of chlorella, coriander, parsley in a fermented form, meaning they take these herbs and they feed them to probiotics. The probiotics eat the herb. Then it's tinctured to a little highly organic alcohol. And then it's ingested as a liquid. It's a fermented herb. It is a powerful chelator. Chlorella is a miracle herb. So the concept here is if you're bringing in three well-sourced herbs, I just gave you three well-sourced supplements. I just gave you three. Fermented chlorella, modified citrus pectin, and limonite. By the way, the limonite with Premier Research Lab is mixed in with a very fine form of calcium bentonite. And the trick behind a lot of these chelators is that they're negatively charged, and it appears. You can't make this as a blanket statement, but lots of what you want out of your body has a positive charge, and it's simple enough to understand the negative charge of the clay, of the zeolite, binds to the positive charge of the garbage in your intestines or throughout the body. And again, I'm simplifying. But bottom line is, this charge attraction allows the limonite, or it allows the clay, to suck out the bad guys. But the concept is, these are the binders. What are you going to do after you suck out the bad guys, after you bind and chelate to the bad guys, after the nutraceuticals, the herbs, go in between the cells? They go into the joint spaces. They go into the guts of the liver. They go into the kidney. I don't mean the tubes. I mean the meat. They go into the spaces between your brain. They start chomping away at the inside of your blood vessels. What are you going to do with that to get it out of your body? That's the excretion part. On top of which, there's the shake it part. These are binders. They're not shakers. What do I mean by a shaker? Poisons, microbes, cancer cells, stuff you don't want in your body, metals, all signal an inflammatory process. And that inflammatory process always means the deposition of fibrin, cocoons. The body has a natural mechanism. It evolved to sequester pro-inflammatory compounds. So if you have a toxic chemical inflaming a tissue, it's going to get bound up in a ball of wax, so to speak, a ball of fibrin. Or it's going to get bound up in some form of a mucopolysaccharide sac called a biofilm. Or then there's lots of mucin, M-U-C-I-N, mucus deposition, or its variants in the intercellular space. And the collective effect, and I'm only listing some, of these sac-like defense shields prevents the chemicals you take from binding. If you don't dissolve the armament or the protective shield or the biofilm or the fibrin sac around the things you're trying to get out of the body, well, then you're wasting your money and you're wasting your time. It's to say, just because you're taking something to bind it, the question becomes, did you shake it loose yet? So in the interest of shaking something loose, we're going to go and we're going to look at things like a product called Natavina. Natavina, I put it at picture 12 on the site. You're looking at fibrin, a fibrin breaker. You're looking at natokinase. You're looking at an enzyme. Now, an enzyme, to the layperson, you think digestion. Enzymes comprise an infinite variety. It's almost a meaningless word, an enzyme. But those enzymes from natokinase will break down the fibrin webs and shake loose the poisons. When I've mentioned to you in past shows, pancreatic enzymes, the pancreas of the pig, pork glandulars used in detoxifications are taken to shake up the protective coats, to break down the biofilms, to break down the fibrin webs. They each go after it in different ways. Overlapping, yes, but also different. So the combination of breaking something down and the combination of shaking something and then binding it. Shake it, break it down, and bind it. Now, functionally, this means if you haven't given enough time and energy and maturation through the shake-up phase, through the supplements that will break down the protective shields like the biofilms, and you're just trying to excrete, you're not really excreting a lot. To excrete the stuff that's destroying the cell, you've got to shake it and bind it. Or what you think you're excreting, people get lost in colon cleanses, liver flushes, gallbladder cleanses, kidney cleanses. There's lots of these organ excretory cleanses, and they're important and they have a place. But if you're trying to get to the point where the cell will change its response because you've cleaned the environment, you've got to break the cocoon, chelate what's in the cocoon, and then your excretion means much more. This is conceptual. You have to understand this, or you won't know where you are or why you're spinning. So we've used pancreatic enzymes. It's a whole process. We've used the fibrinolytic herbs, Natavina being one of them. There's another enzyme called serratio peptidase. Note the word enzyme. This product here on picture 13, good product from Arthur Andrew. It's got serratiopeptidase. That's an enzyme. Nattokinase is an enzyme. Then we talked about the product from Allergy Research. Those are pork enzymes. Again, the word enzyme. Again, if they don't have chemotrypsin in them, well, that was an argument between Gonzalez and Kelly years ago. So my point to you is enzymes comprise very, very different categories. But now you've got an insight and a sense of distinction between what enzymes would do and what chlorella's doing and what modified citrus pectin's doing and, of course, what the zeolites are doing. Chlorella is not going to break down a biofilm. Chlorella is not going to break down a fibrin web. Then we've got the herbs that break up mucus. The body is loaded. Mucopolysaccharide, even take the name. And the deposition of mucus. So where do you start? Where do you start in the process? Where you start in the process is with a little bit of everything. Just a little bit. But the first thing you have to look for is the excretion and the functional markers for successful excretions, just in the general sense of the word excretion, meaning you've got to get the bile to flow, you've got to get the sweat to flow, you've got to get the mucus to flow, you've got to get the kidney cleared to take out the oxalate and the kidney sand. So if you were to approach being sick, diseased, suffering chronic symptomology, if you had to pull or if you had to put energy into a first step, what you do gradually, gently, but completely, is open the bile ducts, flush through the kidney, add to that some decongestants to clean the colon, get the sweat flowing, and begin to excrete, meaning not excrete what you're binding, just making sure that your paths of excretion are open. You've got to open the excretory routes before you do anything. Then you can go back and forth in reciprocity between some combination of shaking things, as I described it, and binding things, I described it. So you're superficially excreting first. And then at the moderate phase, you're shaking and binding. And then if you put it all together, what you must do as you understand these concepts is listen to your body. Your body will begin to tell you whether to shake it, bind it, or excrete it. In other words, your body will begin to tell you if you listen, if you understand your healing as a journey, if you understand it as sacred, if you understand it as a sacrament, your body will begin to tell you the ratio of application. Meaning at some point midstream, you're going to know when you need to excrete, meaning do a flush. You're going to know when you need to shake, meaning break down defense mechanisms. Break down. When you get infected, when you begin growing a cancer, when you start to build concentrations of poisons, your body's defense mechanisms protect itself from the pro-inflammatory. Meaning these things hide in your body. It's not just that they hide because they're smart. The body's smart, so it hides them. And it's only when you can really listen to yourself in a process that you can know the difference between shaking it, binding it, against excreting it. Shake, bind, excrete. It's a dance. And the dance makes music. And the music needs to be listened to. And the cell regenerates when you start to listen. So really the question in the healing is, are you being trained to listen? This is where we miss. Most of us are still in the cookbook phase of what do I take to get the metal out? What anti-infective can I take to kill the microbe? This is why we have so many chronically ill people that are just swimming around in circles, failing allopathy, failing the holistic model. Because the perspectives are off, because the concepts are off. So please hear me deeply on this day. Those of you who seek more, I'm going to post this show to my website later. Only I'll do a more advanced version of this. For those of you that need more information, that want to dig deeper into the concepts, that want to study the shows, get to the website sometime within the next few hours. I'll have a more advanced version posted. And we'll talk about the same things, but in increasing detail. That way everybody gets something. And understand, as always, if you listen to this show, what you're really doing is you're enhancing your consciousness. The way we enhance our consciousness is by feeling our experience. Life designs us not to feel. And then we grow things in our body that shouldn't be there. And it's only by feeling our process, that we know how to navigate. That is the supreme concept in healing. Everything else is a tool. For those of you lost in the labyrinth with a health concern that's causing you to spin, you know the number, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Give my office a call. Make the appointment. I'll set you on your path. Give you lots of homework. And if you're as passionate about your healing as I'll be about your healing, well, then we have a match. We'll see you next week. All right, let's take a closer look at things. Let's get on the website. If you're listening to this part of the show, no doubt you're on the website. You must be on the website. This part of the show is designed for people who are going to look at the pictures. Check the article I put on here. It's one of hundreds of types of articles. It's hard science. It's suggesting that, yeah, we're going to understand how to break down biofilms. This is on Pseudomonas. A Pseudomonas is a very, very virulent bacteria. And when it biofilms in the body, very, very rough. Lots of women with breast implants, when the implants are pulled out, if you check, because if you don't check, they're not going to tell you. But lots of people with breast implants, when they pull the breast implant out and you talk to the surgeons or the nurses, they'll tell you the whole thing was just coated in Pseudomonas. When it gets really bad, it's got to come out. But how many of those implants? It doesn't matter. Saline, silicon, same thing to the bacteria. You put that interceptor of the electrical field in the body and bacteria grow. Bacteria grow in scars. They grow around implants, implants in the mouth, implants on the body, in the joints. Basically, just because it's nylon or some plastic, some synthetic soft material, not a metal, it's the same thing to the microbe. Where you deplete your magnetic fields is where you're going to grow an infection. Those infections will feel greasy. Now, here's an article on how they're trying to go after a Pseudomonas infection. You guys read it for yourself when you have time. But what it's basically telling you is they use certain types of enzymes, glycoside hydrolases. A glycoside, again, mucopolysaccharide. A polysaccharide's a carbohydrate. Muco is there's mucin molecules attached. It's a big blob of snot. You know this. At the end of the day, before you brush your teeth, if you just run your tongue along your teeth, it's slippery. If you go to the park or you go to the woods and you cross a stream and there's rocks in the stream and you put your feet on the rock, it's slippery. Those are biofilms. Plumbers know what biofilms are. You have patients, they sit in front of your desk across from the table, and you talk to them about biofilms, and the plumber knows what a biofilm is. They're very used to replacing pipes and lifting the pipe, and their hand is like it's on grease, but there's no grease there. It's a bacterial biofilm. People that do water systems know what biofilms are. I say this because if you don't understand that you've got to dissolve the biofilm, if that's not a concept to you, you're going to run around in circles. I have patients all over the place. They get these infections. They get Pseudomonas infections, staph infections, strep infections. I got some right now that sits home suffering for 2 years with a staph infection that the individual had as a kid, and it comes back 20 years later as an adult. Goes to different body parts, disfigures the presentation, the appearance. It can be on the face. And it's all antibiotic resistant. Of course it is. You've given your microbe 20 years to cook up a response. Methicillin resistant staph. And so you have people who are taking things that are supposed to kill staph. Whether it's the antibiotic, then they go to the herbs. Somebody tells them that the bear garlic will go after staph. Well, it just might if you've got open staph. Staph is not open. It's in a biofilm. So today's show, right? What do we call it? What do we call today's show? We call it Shake It. We call it Dissolve It. We call today's show everything that's involved in a staged sense. Everything that's involved in taking the cell, which is being lysed, which is being poisoned, which is not in a regenerable state, which is starting to push towards apoptosis or malignancy or senescence. See, my more advanced half of the show, I'm just going to blow through these terms. You have to know them. What we're going to do the first 30 minutes on air is give you the teaser, because it's simplified so that more people can understand it, at least those people who are not lost in this ridiculous cookbook notion of how we heal. It really is ridiculous, and this version of the show, you're going to find me even more outspoken on its behalf. We have got to change. We have absolutely got to change our mentality about holistic medicine, because it's going to die. Genetic engineering is going to bury holistic health. It will bury it. There are wonderful things going on in Western medicine. Its paradigm is changing. And the same way it buried holistic medicine with the antibiotic, it's going to bury holistic medicine as genetic engineering becomes more sophisticated. I kid you not. It's kind of pitiful that we've got a cookbook approach. New nutritionists are just doling out herbs because some article somewhere says this herb will break a biofilm, and forgetting the higher concepts. Believe me, I've been through it this way. I didn't get to this conclusion because I thought it up one day. I got it through trial and error. There is a sacred, effective, powerful science to holistic medicine. But I'm telling you, since you're interested enough to listen to this show, I'm telling you, get on it, or you won't get out of your pain. So this biofilm is the shake it part. Or it doesn't have to be a biofilm. It can just be a layer of muck, fibrin and mucus. An increased concentration of fibrin. And some form of gel, maybe mucin or mucus induced, perhaps not. But some form of a gel mixed with a lot of fibrin is going to sequester and protect the chemical. Make no doubt about it. If healing was as simple as pulling out floating chemicals and single bacteria, even though they were in the billions, then you could use the cookbook remedy, but it doesn't work that way. Healing is always going to be an act of faith. Truly, I think it was designed that way. Truly, it's not taught that way. It's designed that way. It's taught to doctors as something you just do because you know what you're doing, and then you watch it happen. And then in clinical practice, it never works that way. Yeah, every now and then it does. One out of a million times. In fact, healing is an act of faith. There is alchemy. There's no such thing as the science of healing. And there is no such thing as a purely... Well, I shouldn't say there's no such thing. Let me say it this way. There are the ethers to a healing, and there is the hard science to a healing. And healing is an alchemy. And one must negotiate both. One must work at both sides of the brain to regenerate the terrain that allows a cell to be reborn, whether the cell repairs or just kills itself and grows a new one. So understand the biofilm. Very big deal. Again, breaking biofilms. Get on the pancreatic enzymes. Again, breaking biofilms. And here's what I didn't mention in the first half. The water fast. No, not the juice fast. Not the Burroughs Master Cleanse. I'm talking the water fast. You do these things. You get into clean diets. You get into the Master Cleanse. You get into juice cleanses. These are all good. Admittedly, they're good. But there is nothing, nothing that comes close to the water fast. This is off autophagy or autophagy. A-U-T-O-P-H-A-G-Y. If you starve the cell, the body begins to cannibalize in a prioritized form, and it gets rid of what it doesn't need. If you put the right terrain around the human organism, the gift from God is that the hypothalamus will scan the entire system of the body, pinpoint what needs to disintegrate, and kill it. Not kill it, dissolve it. Cannibalize it, eat it. The body will eat the biofilm. The body will eat the biofilm, and then the immune system can take over and kill the infection. And by the way, when we say kill the infection, it's dissolved. It's effectively eaten by the phagocytic cells. It's all designed so beautifully. It's not so much killing it as changing the terrain. The biofilm. Cancer is a biofilm. A metastasis is a biofilm. And by the way, while I remember, biggest problem we have with metastatic cancer is it mutates against the drugs we give it. You know what makes it mutate? The drugs we give it. I want you to take that one in. How absolutely stupid we have been with these drugs, the chemo drugs. They mutate the cancer. In other words, it's a dumb tumor. In a sense, I shouldn't say that, but I will. And a tumor is a biofilm. And little cells flip, flake off, find a terrain to start to grow into another biofilm. That's what we call a metastasis. That cancer cell, even in metastasis, can remain relatively stupid. You know how we make it smart? We give it drugs. The curse of the drug. The curse of the drug is that it forces mutation. And everyone in oncology knows that. They know that chemo will force mutation. So really, if you're taking chemo, you have to understand chemo just prolongs life. That's the best it does. All right, I don't want to get too much into cancer. The key to the show today was you have to shake it, meaning you have to dissolve the biofilm, whether it's through the herbs, whether it's through water fasting, whether it's through the ingestion of all the types of cleanses, so on and so forth, that will clean the spaces within the cells. Now, I made a distinction, and will stand by that distinction, between the excreted part. Because the excreted part, well, it's kind of two-phased. I mean, that's really what I was saying. It's a two-phased process. It's two-phased in the sense that the kidney, liver, gallbladder, the biliary system, the skin, the bowel. If you want to start smart, you do moderate, gradual purging. Those of you who are sick, and there are many that listen to this show, and those other doctors who listen to this show, and there are many who listen to this show. You know, I had a charmed life, in a sense. I worked for years with Dr. Marshall, an absolute privilege, a good 14, 15 years. And then I worked out of my massage school, and I had these two think tanks running simultaneously for 20 years. Not to mention it was me doing it. When you put all that together, I've had such an incredible, incredible foundation from which to work with, experiment with, so on and so forth. It's been wonderful. I've been so blessed in this sense, on top of getting the educations and a diversity of educations. And it's not like I birthed this somewhere out in Long Island where it wasn't heard of. This was all birthed in Santa Monica. And Santa Monica was the intersection of probably more holistic thought than anywhere in the world. Truly. Truly. It's like if you want to get into fashion, maybe you go to New York. If you want to get into holistic medicine, you do it in Santa Monica. People come to Santa Monica from all over the world, and they will tell you there is absolutely nothing like it anywhere. I've had people come from Brisbane Bay, New Mexico, up there in the Seattle area. You know, you got these ashrams throughout the world where people just do nothing but hold court to heal. But really, if you want to look at a city devoted to healing, you're looking at Santa Monica. And I had these educations with these wonderful mentors all combined over a couple of decades. So a lot of what I say, although a lot of it is empiric, what are you going to do? Pay me $500,000 a year to put this to double-blind placebo? Are you kidding me? No one does that. Doctors are busy working with patients. That's what they do. So when what they know through experience works, and then they're asked, where's the study? It's a joke. That is a model that doesn't apply to holistic medicine in its best form. Now, bind it. Bind it is easy. Take the stuff and bind it. The problem is, in what combination? Again, you got to get the bile flowing. Again, you've got to do a kidney flush to the point where you know you excreted the sand of the kidney, the calcium oxalate, the calcium phosphate, the stuck uric acid. A little blood in the urine is okay. Some tinges in the flank are okay. A little kidney pain is okay. Exploding some biofilm of precipitate in a joint and blowing up a joint in a kidney flush is okay. You're going to take punches. I don't care. Those of you who are listening today in a state of chronic disease, you're going to take punches. The art of this is to make sure you don't take a knockout punch. No, a trip to the ER. No, something, you know, catastrophic. Of course not. But you're going to take a punch. You're already being beaten to death. What's a punch? What's a little smack in the head every now and then? Nothing for nothing. It shouldn't be extreme. Not to say this no pain, no gain mentality is smart, because it's not. But no matter how elegantly you approach a serious healing, you're going to have some rough spots physically, and you're going to have some rough spots psychologically. That's a whole other show. So, get your portals of excretion open, number one. That may take you 6 months. It may take you a year. Until you really see the bile flow, until when you do a kidney flush, you know that kidney's flushing. Until when you do a colon cleanse, you can get to that point where you feel the inside of your gut, like inverted almost, it's so clean. Until you can say, the flushes talk to me. Until you can say, I feel the flushes, and I feel the difference in between the flushes. Until you get to that zone, until you get there, you got to go low on the hog with the shake it, bind it stuff. Which is not to say not do it at all. But you don't go in hardcore with zeolites. You don't go in hardcore with chlorella. You don't go in hardcore with fibrin, with the fibrinolytic herbs like the notochinase. You don't go in hardcore with the pancreatic enzymes. I mean hardcore. You can dabble in them. But if you want real result, you got to get your excretory routes to critical mass. And I'm going to use that word. The excretory routes have to go to critical mass. Then the bind it items, the zeolites, the citrus pectin, the chlorellas, you can start going to larger dosages. And then when you do, you have to feel it. This thing you're going to hear me harp on. I am telling you, those of you taking the time to listen to this cast today, you have to feel it. If you're not feeling it, you are going to go nowhere. I will fill this room with people who feel it, and they will tell you, my life is different. And I will fill this room with people who may be cleansing for a year and doing deep stuff, and they don't feel anything. They're still the actor. Does the actor just read the lines of the script and expect the audience to stand and clap? Or does the actor make the audience feel? That is the question I want you to think about. How many degrees do I have to get? How old do I have to be before I'm out of school? Before I learn something different than what I just said, it doesn't matter. If I do this another 200 years, I'm going to be saying the same thing. The people that feel it, the people that are navigated through a healing to increase their sensitivity to their process, that means write down on a sheet of paper the benefits of this cleanse. What did it do to you? Did it make you want to kill yourself? Did it make you hate God? Did it make you want to just go live in the woods? Or did you feel nothing? Did you do it and didn't feel a thing? The difference between the two is the difference between success and failure. Did you do the cleanse and it made you feel like you were talking to God? Do you crave the cleanses? Can you feel the difference between a zeolite mineral and what it does, and a kidney cleanse and what it does, versus a pancreatic cleanse and what it does? Yes, these things are true. They do different things. You should be able to feel the difference. That's where the healing is. If you are in variable stages of chronic illness and you are spinning in circles, I am giving you your way out. Yeah, you can come and see me. I'm going to tell you the same thing. Yes, you need supervision. You may need supervision. I have self-starters all over the world that just pick this show up and go for it. Because they can feel Their approach may be crude, but they can feel. And I have people who are under weekly supervision, spending thousands and thousands of dollars, who don't feel. And I'm telling you, they spin. All right. Picture 18. It's my wolf. I'm coming for everything they said I couldn't have, a big black wolf. Lots of you are familiar with that. What the hell is that doing on the show? I'll tell you what it's doing on the show. It's a message to you. Because I know lots of people sick for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. That is a lot of downtime. And invariably, those people feel like they got time to, they got to make up for lost time. When you get to that point where you feel like that wolf, you are on your way. Take a look at the eye of that wolf. That wolf is going to find everything they said it couldn't have. I promise you, that wolf's going to find everything. That's the eye of the tiger. Sooner or later, you get to that point in a healing. Yeah, they took it away from you when you were little. They stole your thunder when you were little. Now you're big and strong. Now you're grown up. Now you've staged yourself through a full-blown healing. And that's the point at which you become that wolf. That's why I put it there. The healing you're looking for is the healer's journey. It is the hero's journey. Some of you become my heroes. That's true. I watch a lot of you really suffer, and I watch some of you really devote yourself to getting on the other side. That's my inspiration. Shake it, bind it, and excrete it. Feel it. Now, when you start to become the wolf, so to speak, when you start to become the wolf, that's when messages, I mean, I could do a highly scientific show one day, but I think it would sound like ancient Latin or something. I could do a very scientific show one day on the communication system chemically and neurologically between cells and other parts of the body that begin to signal new cell division or accelerated rates of cell regeneration. So if your kidney's fibrotic, if you're up for a kidney transplant, if you're up for a liver transplant, if you're degenerating neurologically in the brain, and in all three cases you're not too far gone, well, there's a point at which you can reverse the damage. And that reversal may mean fresh cell regeneration, and that reversal may mean old cells just get built back up again. Let the body figure out what's what. But you got to get to the point where you're the wolf coming down the hill. You have a whole lot of remodeling to do under the control of your autonomic system. Do you understand what I mean by the autonomic nerves? I'm going to tell you something. You don't. You don't understand it. Don't be listening to this show and nodding your head. And I don't want to sound arrogant. And I don't want to sound just politically incorrect, but you don't understand what I'm saying. And don't take that as a criticism. Just understand that when I talk about opening the meridian, when I talk about balancing the autonomics, I'm talking about an experience you're not having. Most of you, the vast majority. I know that because I don't really know anyone that understands it as well as I understand it. And I know what I give my clients, and I know all too few of them have the experience. So this is a big thing. And you can't get in to regenerating cells on that mass basis that we call a sacred major healing, right? Renal failure, now I'm normal. Liver failure, now I'm normal. I was going senile, now I turned it around. You can't go to that sacred place unless you really experience the rebalancing of the autonomic nerves. I'm done. All right? God bless you. I like this format. I'll be doing it more and more. Those of you listening, those of you that need help, if you want to work, if you're still in the baby stage, don't bother. But if you've been around the block, listen to the perspectives in cookbook healing that aren't really going to work and haven't, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. I've got an amazing staff here. I have two women who are so dynamic at what they do. I'm so proud of them. And we all coach you through the labyrinth. And the labyrinth it truly is. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.